An environmental group based in Haines is taking steps to bring the state's new cruise ship wastewater discharge rules to court. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports from Haines.
The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation released the rule changes late last month, requiring cruise ships to meet different limits for specific types of wastewater treatment systems currently on board. Gershon Cohen is with the Campaign to Safeguard America's Waters. He says the changes violate a 2009 bill that gave cruise ships more time to comply with wastewater treatment regulations and required onboard installment of best available technology.
Unfortunately, DEC's permit that came out in draft form back in March that we commented on and now has come out in final form just a few weeks before the cruise ships started coming back in May, ignored half of the law. The permit gives them more time to meet the state water quality standards at point of discharge, but does nothing to require them to use the best technologies that are available. And that's just straight out of the statute, and they're violating that, and we're going to sue the state if necessary to enforce the law.
Cohen's group requested an administrative appeal of the new permit late last week. That move is the first step in a legal process that could challenge the permit in court. The department says the new permit soundly reflects the legislature's decision, as well as wide-ranging public comments from businesses, the cruise industry, and environmental organizations. Lynn Kent is the director of the department's water division.
It requires use of advanced wastewater treatment systems that, as a class, represent the best available technology, which is what the law required. We also believe that the final permit that we issued is protective of water quality, both while the ships are underway, where there's tremendous dilution, and it also protects water quality while the ships are in port and stationary, where even more stringent rules apply.
Alaska Cruise Association President John Binkley says the industry isn't reacting at this point. He says the trade was pleased with the new rules and appreciates the department considering concerns raised during the public comment period.
DEC has issued the permits, and so the ships have permits, and they're complying with those permits. And then, from our perspective, that just everything stays the same unless DEC comes back and says we're going to change the permits.
The Campaign to Safeguard America's Waters says there are wastewater treatment systems already in sparse use that meet the terms in the permit's first draft. The group says that technology should be installed on other ships. But DEC's Kent says that technology needs more time to prove itself.
What we don't have available yet is the ability to size and design and construct those on cruise vessels. So we feel pretty strongly that the advanced systems that they have on board the vessels right now do represent the best available technology, and the permit was designed for those systems that are currently on board.
Cohen says the permit change is the latest in a series of questionable moves by the state. He says it started with his own removal from a science panel to study wastewater technology after the tourism industry expressed concern about Cohen as a choice. He noted it continued with the passenger head tax reduction.
It is disconcerting, to say the least, that the Parnell administration has now, for the third time in almost as many months, taken a direction that seems to go directly contrary to the will of Alaskans.
The new permit took effect with the first cruise ship of this season and requires vessels to monitor their own discharge monthly through a third party. It relaxes discharge limits for ammonia, copper, nickel, and zinc compared to the earlier version, which ships had a difficult time meeting. In Haines, I'm Tara Bicknell.